This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Member of the Guard called up from any part of this state, doesn't have that particular training, doesn't know our environment, but is carrying a loaded weapon. That is a bad scenario.
That's the mayor of New York, Bill de Blasio, talking about the problems in New York, so much of it getting blamed on the NYPD. We have protests, curfews, and actually some healing. There was a couple of events that happened that went down very, very peacefully, so maybe that's a great sign. And then there's a lot of nonsense mixed in between. It is a circus. There is no doubt about that. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, I hope wherever you are safe, and you are being able to hug, as I often say, the people that are around you. Now more than ever, that seems oh so important. Coming up in the show, we're going to let you hear what Roxy Washington had to say. She's the mother of George Floyd, and I tell you, it made me teary-eyed talking about his little girl and the fact that he would never get a chance to walk her down the aisle, see her grow up, and how he had gone to Minneapolis to make more money and was sending money back to his little girl as somebody who lost their father, you know, at the age of barely 8 years old. I know what that's like to grow up without a father. So some really tough moments during the day, too. We start, though, with, again, the protests, because the curfews in place in our really big cities and some other areas in between. So just after dark, the city's curfew in New York punched in, and hundreds of protesters went over the Brooklyn Bridge. They were going to Manhattan to hook up with other groups of demonstrators. When they got to the span before they could get into Manhattan, there was a blockade of police officers not willing to let the group exit the bridge. So the protesters refused to turn back, and for hours they huddled with signs. They were chanting. Police converged on that bridge to help hold the line, so you had a real big standoff. As somebody who's gone over that bridge a couple of times, wow. And it just exploded all over social media, of course, nearby neighborhoods. People were taking video pictures, all that kind of stuff. And ultimately, cooler heads, I suppose, I guess is the way to say it, although it took a long time, prevailed, and some of the protesters retreated, and you saw you had police vans moving in, and then they walked back to Brooklyn, where police were waiting on the Brooklyn side as well, in case things got out of hand. What happened at a couple of protests in Miami, for example, you had officers who joined in with the protesters, and they took knees, and there were hugs, virtual hugs, I'll say, and it was a very peaceful and touching moment. It really was. I saw a lot of video from that. I have friends in Miami. I was getting sent things all day long, and it was nice, certainly, to see that. Well, how do we bridge this divide? And that's what the police there did. Different story depending on the city. And in New York, they've really struggled with it. In fact, so much so that on Fifth Avenue, there's a store, Saks Fifth Avenue, but they paid $16,000 to board up, have dogs, have extra security around for fear that they were going to get looted, because Midtown Manhattan, for one, was hit. Macy's, where you see the Macy's parade, that was looted, and there was all kinds of crazy stuff happening in and around some of the Manhattan areas that you normally wouldn't see that in, you know, Midtown Manhattan, etc., where you have these tourist areas. You would normally, let's just say you normally wouldn't see that. And then you look and, of course, everything is, I guess, fair game under this stretch of all this tension. But, of course, it shouldn't be. It is about peaceful protests. As you heard the chant, no matter what your feelings are politically, for God's sake, we want peace in this country. I mean, absolutely, right? And there is no doubt that there is agreement that George Floyd's death should not have happened, and anger is burning bright among a lot of people. But then the question becomes, how much of that is incited, is revved up by people who should not be there? In other words, it's fake, it's phony, and those are the people who are driving into cities with out-of-state license plates, no license plates, you know, et cetera, et cetera. Very sad to see that. Very sad to see, obviously, the looting and the clashing that takes place and has for the last 7 or 8 days. In Washington, D.C., it was relatively peaceful. There were huge numbers of people that were protesting, but they didn't see what they had seen the day before when they were tear gassed as the president was ultimately making his way to the church that was very near the White House, and then word comes out that it was Attorney General Barr who said, we want to do this, so we've got to clear the crowds. And, of course, then that became a sticking point as to why did that happen to the protesters? Wasn't there another way for law and order to prevail here? But that was yesterday, and that spilled over into yet another day. And I think riot control agents and who's in the mix of controlling the crowds and who's in the crowds obviously plays into this as well. On the question of the Minneapolis Police Department, they face civil rights charges over George Floyd's killing. The Minnesota Department of Human Rights is going to investigate the PD there after filing charges associated with Floyd's death. And the Minnesota Democratic Governor, Tim Walz, is all over this. He said he's looking into the policies, procedures, and practices over the past 10 years to determine if the MPD has engaged in systematic discriminatory practices towards people of color and ensure any such practices are stopped. Systematic discriminatory practices, that is a mouthful and so important to police departments around the country. I've talked about working with police departments and seeing that that's not the case, and that you can't throw a blanket over all of these police departments because they've worked very hard not to have it systematically, or systemic rather, have a systemic problem with racism in the departments. In fact, working hard to make sure there's diversity among the officers. Granted, that is not what happens in plenty of other police departments. So, you know, there's some where it is and there's some where it isn't. Bottom line is, silence is complicity. The cops were wrong. Clearly, everybody saw that on video. And I think that you're going to see some things come out of what happened in Minneapolis to that Minneapolis Police Department and some of their policies. And probably some people will go. Who knows? Maybe even the chief of police. What did the mother of George Floyd have to say about his death? 60,000 people showed up in Houston for a peaceful protest.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
ImmunoCorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free seven-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from Natural Botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Are you still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.
I like to see you right across the floor. I like to do it in the telephone mode. I like to reggae, but you dance too fast for me. I like to make my food.
The day they get to go home and be with their family. Shiana does not have a father. He will never see her grow up, graduate. He will never walk down the aisle.
All right, the voice you heard just there is the mother of George Floyd's six-year-old daughter. I want to make sure I have that clear. So the mother of George Floyd's six-year-old daughter, Gianna, said she wanted the world to know her little girl lost a good father who would never get to see his daughter grow up again. Wow. Kate Delaney, here we are. And this is the other side of that coin, seeing the face of the little girl was so sad to me and hits home as somebody who lost a father as a kid, certainly not in this violent, horrific manner. But, you know, as Roxy Washington said, I'm here for my baby and I'm here for George because I want justice for him. I want justice for him because he was good, no matter what anyone thinks. He was good. She said that was the deal. That's why he went to Minneapolis, because he wanted to make more money. He had more opportunity. and was sending money back. And she went on to say, I want justice for him. I want justice for him because there is no doubt that he was a very, very good father. If you're listening to me and you haven't heard any of this, quickly, Floyd died on Memorial Day after a white Minneapolis police officer, Chauvin his name was, pressed his knee into the back of his neck for way too many minutes. Even after he stopped moving and he was pleading for air, he couldn't breathe and he was saying, I can't breathe. And there were three other officers who did nothing but stand there and watch while that was happening. And there's almost nobody, in fact, there's nobody I met that thinks that he should not be charged with a crime. It's just a question of, should that crime have been more than, you know, third degree murder? Should it have been a much bigger charge? And there are many who are arguing that it should have been, and also arguing that the other police officers should have been charged. As somebody who has cops in their family, they're horrified by it. They apologize for what happened. They do. They say that because they care about people, and it's hurt them really to the depths, because nobody wants to see that, or none of the people connected to me that are in law enforcement want to see that, because they cherish their jobs. They know how difficult it can be. They know encounters can be crazy, but they don't believe that this was one of them. And certainly we all saw it on video, and it didn't look that way at all. And a lot of people are feeling for Floyd and Floyd's family, and I think when you want to do something, you can't bring him back. The violence doesn't bring him back, certainly. There was a GoFundMe page. I talked about it in one of our previous shows that was set up for his funeral and to support the family. And it's just gone through the roof, far exceeded what the really small goal is they had. But $10 million in just a week came in after, again, I think so many people were horrified by that 8 minutes that he was begging for air and all these protests and whatnot that include white people, people of all kinds of shapes and sizes, depending, again, on where the protest is, because no protests are alike. Some of them are peaceful, young people, older people, white people holding hands with black people, etc. So there is no one size fits all, thank goodness, and thank goodness that's not the kind of country that we live in. And I believe, as an American who's very proud, that we can do better. And you've told me so. And many of you who are Republicans, who are Democrats, who don't like any labels anymore, have said that to me. And when we go to the mailbag coming up in our next segment, I'm going to go through so many of those. And thank you. You can always send me your thoughts at katedelaneyradio.com, katedelaneyradio.com. Of course, one of the big concerns, and I said this, is when you have people who are trying to blend in with crowds and then they cause problems and violence. And what's now happened, because we live in the age of cell phones and video and easily flipping that open, many of them are being tackled by the peaceful crowds and dragged over to the police. I've seen that and heard about that several times. Also, Twitter suspended the account of a group that they say was white supremacists posing as Antifa, and they're pouring through some of those groups to see who is coming through, because they were trying to incite violence amid the riots and in the middle of it, and saying tonight's the night, comrades, and had a fist raised and we're going to mess up the city and that kind of thing. And so, you know, immediately they took that down. The account was associated with Identity Evropa, which is a Washington-based white supremacist group rebranded as the American Identity Movement, so not to be confused with anything else. And, of course, Antifa is short for anti-fascist. It's the banner that unites the radical leftist groups who have been accused of several violent incidents, including the storming of a federal Immigration and Customs Enforcement office. Remember, in Portland, people are listening to us in Portland back in 2008. 2008. 8. But when does this end, and where do we go from here when you look at the officer that I mentioned, arrested, charged with third, he's not an officer any longer, charged with third-degree murder and second-degree manslaughter. I think the saddest thing, besides seeing Roxy Washington, again, the mother of George Floyd's six-year-old daughter, Gianna, who, by the way, former NBA player Stephen Jackson, who's been on this show before, 14 years in the NBA, he said, and he was friends with George Floyd, he said he would walk her down the aisle. He would be there to look after George Floyd's daughter. I think one of the saddest things besides seeing that was, and 60,000 people came out in Houston, and they were peaceful, was the story of the retired St. Louis police officer. I know we got a lot of great people listening to us in the great state of Missouri, but a retired St. Louis police officer shot and killed on Tuesday. People had broken into a pawn shop during all the upheaval that followed a peaceful protest over the death of Floyd. And David Dorn, his name was found dead on the sidewalk in front of a pawn shop, and they didn't leave any details. I haven't thrown out any details, police, rather, on what led to the shooting, but he was trying to stop what was going on there. They know that. So the shooting and the theft at the pawn shop was posted on Facebook Live. Then the video was taken down because of what they saw. It was a really violent night in St. Louis. Four officers shot, officers pelted with rocks, businesses burned and robbed. And some cities are seeing the same things, those kinds of things that are happening, going after the police, smashing windows, you know, etc. And then, as I mentioned, there are the very, very peaceful protests where the people are even uniting with the police officers and calling for justice to be served for Floyd. And I think we're going to see this continue perhaps for a while. Remember what happened in Ferguson. I don't think that this is not going to be something we're going to be talking about through this week and into next weekend. And then after that, we'll see what happens. The coronavirus, COVID-19, how many people have died? I usually say that at the top of the show, but because of curfews and what's happening as we're on the air, I wanted to make sure I got to that. But equally as important, 108 people have died, 421,000 have recovered, 1.887 million cases. What's interesting and not a surprise, I think if you've been following along, 40,000 plus coronavirus deaths tied to nursing homes. Remember, so much of that came out in the beginning when there was the facility in Seattle, outside of Seattle, in Kirkland, that we were all talking about, which seems like a lifetime ago. And if you look at the deaths, many of them are, again, through nursing homes, assisted living places, you know, etc. Now the big concern is with so many people so close protesting, peaceful or not, some wearing masks, some not, will we see some cases pop up? There has been at least one. I'll talk about it as we walk to the mailbag.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is slamming the mayor of New York City for not taking him up on his offer of reinforcements to handle violent protests. Cuomo says New York has handled these kinds of situations before. His criticism started with Mayor Bill de Blasio, who feels that city police is enough. He says the mayor
underestimates the scope of the problem. I think he underestimates the duration of the problem.
Then Cuomo says the 38,000-strong NYPD did not stop the looters.
Use 38,000 people and protect property.
The governor says he offered the National Guard, but de Blasio refused. Given that, he says changes in response are needed to stop the destruction. This is USA Radio News. Curfews remain in effect in cities nationwide in an effort to curb the violent demonstrations sparked by the death of George Floyd in the hands of Minneapolis police. Relatives of George Floyd joined thousands of protesters in Houston, where he grew up.
This is amazing, all you guys out here. God bless you all.
Another member of Floyd's family is calling for peaceful protests. Uncle Roger Floyd responded to looting and destruction of property in cities across the country, including Washington, D.C.
Totally uncalled for, because it becomes a situation of selfishness instead of being selfless.
In Washington, D.C.,
who are you protecting? Who are you protecting?
Demonstrators are out once again in the streets of the nation's capital as controversy continues over Monday night's use of force directed at protesters outside the White House. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
All right, thanks for weighing in, America. You can, too. It's so easy. Let your fingers do the talking. How do you do that? KateDelaneyRadio.com. KateDelaneyRadio.com. Doesn't get easier than that. Just jump on contact. What do you think? Mask on, mask off. We're still having a raging poll about that in the middle of these other things that are happening. And plenty of people weighing in on what's happening with the protests. Some of you think it's the crazy nutball liberals, as somebody told me. Some of you think it's the alt-right. Some of you think it's a combination of everyone who's just rotten. And others think that it's out of control. So where do you fall on all of that? Let's see. Here's one from Samantha who says, Kate, I have to tell you what happened in Washington was despicable. I cannot believe the president who I voted for didn't do anything to stop that. Why were innocent people hit with tear gas? Couldn't they have been cleared out earlier? Couldn't something else have been done? It just seemed asinine to me, and too bad, because that crowd was absolutely not violent. In fact, there were some interlopers who were trying to incite violence who were caught on camera, outed, and pulled away. So it's too bad it had to end up that way. I do believe the president was trying to make some sort of gesture that wasn't a bad act, certainly, with the Bible, etc., in his hand. It just was not executed correctly. And if that's on bar, shame on him. And maybe the president didn't realize what was happening. But regardless, that should not have happened. I have to say I'm incredibly disappointed by that. All right, then we got another one here from all sides. Carl says, Delaney, like the show, not sucking up to you. I know people said that to radio people all the time. I don't understand all of the furor over what happened with the president. In fact, I don't know that the president was aware of how the crowds were going to be cleared. If I'm a betting person, because often presidents are protected from how things are executed, I would kind of bet that he didn't know that. Then he takes the walk to the church, is trying to use it, I guess, as a symbol and to show that, and boy, did that backfire. I actually feel sorry for the prez. I do think he had the right sentiment attached to it. All right, so you see there two very different, pretty much that's what I was getting, a lot of that one way. This is like a 50-50 crowd sometimes, especially people who weigh in. That's why I say, you want your voice to be heard, you got to jump in on the mailbag or jump in on the phone lines too when we go there. That's the easiest way to weigh in. All right, how about this? This one is from Jake, and Jake has been with me for a long time. I've been on the air doing this show for over 10 years, and Jake has come from high school into college and out the other side. So I love that, and we've watched him progress even in what he says, and I love the fact that he is politically involved and pays attention to what's going on. And Jake says, Kate, wow, so much to say about what's happened with George Floyd. And just absolutely wrong by all accounts. We all know that. I don't think you would find someone who'd say what's wrong with that. It should be something that shouldn't be part of what they do in Minnesota, not part of their playbook anyway, because it's not working. And if that happens to another black person, especially in the situation where you're talking about one counterfeit bill, people will go even more crazy, and I feel sorry for his family, friends, anyone connected to him whatsoever, because he did not deserve to die that way, and all of us to watch it. It was really, really tough to watch. I do believe, and I've heard you talk about this, that not every police officer is crummy, racist, out to get you on the streets, that kind of thing. And unfortunately, so many of them will get painted with that same brush. I, like you, do not think that we should treat people as individuals, not as the collective, and that's how we get into problems in the first place. It looks like there was cool, calm protest, but then when it gets dark and the curfew's imposed, that's when things get a little bit crazy, and that's not surprising, because if you were going to loot or rob or do something like that, you're going to do it under the cover of darkness. Even if you've got police all over the place, they can only do so much. I feel sad for you, America. I weep for you, America. I, like you, Kate, love this country, and I love you, so thanks for your show. Jake, thanks for that. Let's go to Bobby, who is listening to us in Arizona. And Bobby says, Kate, even in Arizona over the weekend, we had problems in our high-end area, shopping areas, that just didn't make any sense. Just scratched your head and said, why is this happening? So, of course, cities under curfew, and we see that, yes, protesting peacefully is a good thing because it was wrong what happened, but we're in a pandemic, and the numbers aren't completely shrinking. Now with crowds and people in those crowds, where do they leave? Where do they go? Who do they possibly touch? And all those questions that you've been talking about on your show for months, there's so many unknowns. If we're being honest about it, we all want a vaccine. We all want to know if we have the antibodies, all that kind of stuff, but it's just not here right now. And so while some are taking precautions and being great to their fellow humans, unfortunately, this match that was lit could cause even more problems beyond protesting what was a despicable death of a man who should have never been under that kind of pressure where he was saying he couldn't breathe when easily he could have been moved to a precinct when he initially was cuffed. As somebody who has also family in law enforcement, it didn't make any sense whatsoever. All right, thanks for that. Yep, you're right. I mean, listen, what do we know? What don't we know? It's, I know the virus doesn't care about our politics or the color of our skin, any of that. Human to human, where does the virus leap? There's so much that we don't know, and maybe we're getting lucky. Maybe there's some things that are happening with the virus where it crawls a little bit away, but I don't even want to throw that out because I've talked to too many people who say, don't think that, because you're seeing some things that are working. And we've got high hopes that a vaccine will be available maybe by October. But in wide use, it won't be in wide use. There's no way, because you're not going to have enough doses to be able to do that. Now, testing is a lot better, and I know there's free testing that's going on in a lot of cities. Some of my pals in Denver had access to free testing, and it was the drive-through thing, and I know a lot of them were taking advantage of that to see, to know, so that's starting to open up, and that's a good thing. And that this is the problem, again, protests, what do? You're at the boiling point. I think we as Americans have the right to peaceful protest. That's what we're built on. As somebody who goes back in history and I follow generals and I look at their strategies and tactics, and I'm just so wowed by what happened at the birth of our country and grew up outside of Philadelphia, and can't tell you how many books I've read on the founding fathers and strategies and Washington and all of that, and just get so swelled up when I go to the Constitution Center. I do. And that's the deal. That's what we were founded on, the right to have your voice heard, even if the majority of us don't agree or we're in one camp and somebody else is in the other camp. That's why I started this show, because it's about conversation. What's happening in your backyard? What's happening in my backyard? And how do we all feel about it? And how can we come together on the big stuff as Americans? I have in my family, I know I'm going down a rabbit hole. I have in my family Republicans, hardcore Republicans, and Democrats. And then I have people that are younger people who are mostly trying to kind of find their way and feel like they're voting for the person, but they're paying attention to what's happening in politics. And there are a couple of first-time voters, a niece and a nephew for one, for sure. All right, speaking of voting, I got this one from Hal, who says, Kate, wow, what do you think is going to happen now with the elections? For Trump, let's be real, the economy is tanking. People don't have jobs, with 40 million plus out of work, maybe even more than that. And as you said, underemployed. I heard you talking about that on your show. Now you have the riots and the protesting over the death of George Floyd, and cities that don't feel safe, at least for this past week. I would think that this would not bode well for the president, and the people around him are probably trying to figure out what can they do. You know, it's interesting, there's all kinds of polls that are done, and you can find all kinds of responses. But if you look at the Reuters Ipsos poll that came out on Tuesday, so the latest one that I saw, it showed that 64% of Americans were sympathetic to people who were out protesting right now. 27 said they were not. 9 were unsure. And then more than 55% of Americans say they disapprove of the president's handling of the protests. 40% strongly disapproved, while just one-third said they approved, lower than the overall job approval of 39%. So that's what the job approval rate was in this particular poll. Even among Republicans, only 67% said they approved of the way he responded. That's significantly lower to the 82% who just not too long ago liked his overall job performance. And trust me, if this is your job politics, the people around the president trying to get him reelected to have the fourth president to serve two terms in a row, they're watching these numbers. Odds and ends coming up on the flip side. Are you still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
You're bloody well right. You got a bloody right to say. Right.
All right, thanks for joining us throughout this show. Or if you just jumped aboard, welcome. You can always go to katedelaneyradio.com, and the show is streaming there, so you can always hear the show if you missed something. Coming up in our next hour, ooh, I had a great interview with an authority on Abe Lincoln. You know, it's kind of a toss-up for me. Abe Lincoln, Ben Franklin, Tom Jefferson, all a couple of my faves for different reasons. But anyway, especially Lincoln. What a great statesman he was. And everybody, I think, who's been president has used an Abe Lincoln line. If he were alive now, he would be a walking hashtag. I mean, he would be. And Twitter? Twitter would love him. Are you kidding? He'd be easy to tweet anything out about Abe Lincoln. And it's interesting why he was so driven he wanted to be president and why he was so driven about persuasion. So that's coming up in our next hour. I really, really think you're going to enjoy that conversation. I know you're going to enjoy that conversation and learn a couple of quick, cool things. Okay, so here we are at the tail end of the show. Boy, an hour flies by quickly, doesn't it? And, you know, so often we've done, and I think we've got our crew at the mothership actually in Minneapolis, and they still have some clap left in them. I call them the clapaholics. And I think the clapaholics are around. How about the clapaholics for these police officers in Miami who showed up and were there for the protesters, and it was white and black police officers and white protesters, and they were there for each other. And you could see, here, there were tears that were real, that were flowing. I loved it because, I don't know, you could feel that it was real. Like, it wasn't a photo op or trumped up opportunity for the Miami police. I really think they know. I mean, listen, they know, isn't it better to be tighter with the community, because they're going to help you, you're going to help them. And it's not easy in Miami, trust me. If you spend any time there, you know that they have a massive amount of different kinds of problems, including race relations. So that was a very, very nice thing to see when we're talking about all this horrific damage of property and who are the hoodlums who are getting in and what are they trying to represent and how are they trying to stir people up and are they really there to protest? And the answer is no, they're there to do other things, and they've got all kinds of different organizations behind them. Let's just put it that way. I truly believe that. Okay, so here's another thing I think is, again, pretty interesting. The healthcare workers, we've been talking about them as heroes and how they're on the front lines, and they are, and how they're risking it all. And you have doctors, nurses, others who have come from other parts of the country, especially, you know, a month and a half ago, headed to New York for what they were dealing with and to relieve people. And what I saw in New York was pretty amazing, too. There were people that were protesting peacefully. They were moving. They were walking. And you had the healthcare workers. You had probably about 30 healthcare workers. They stood outside of one of the biggest hospitals in New York, and they applauded the protesters. They were, because, you know, they've been having people applaud them. They applauded the protesters, and I thought that was pretty cool to see that. Because they know this was peaceful. Let's, you know, let's lend them our hands, and they did. See, this is the kind of stuff that does happen in America that doesn't get talked about enough. So the clapaholics helped us celebrate there for sure. I'm going to mix in a couple of what I say odds and ends are, and certainly we want an end to this vicious beast, COVID-19. And there's just, again, a question mark as to vaccines, when trials are happening. That's good. There is a feeling among many, let's call them in the scientific community, that feel like there may be good news rather than bad news in the fall. But anyway, CBS did their own poll. And they talked about the coronavirus pandemic. More than half the Americans in this poll say that the coronavirus pandemic will get worse as the country reopens. 57%, are you in that category, say it'll get worse as places of business reopen. 16% think better. 27% said reopening businesses will have no effect on the pandemic. None. Zero. 54% say they are only planning to visit some public spaces and only if they appear safe. So I think it shows that we're erratic in our opinions, actually. 63%, this is one poll, small sampling, say the nation's top priority should be staying home to combat the virus spread. 37% say the priority should be reopening the economy and getting people back to work. I'll tell you what, If you are not struggling, if you are lucky and you're not struggling financially and you're essential or your job is still there, you probably feel for other people, but you aren't feeling the feeling of, oh my God, I can't pay my bills. I can't, I've got, you know, it's, we weren't irresponsible, but we got slapped by the pandemic. So we have electricity. We've got a sewer bill, you know, sewer, water, et cetera. We have whatever, and we have a mortgage, and we got a good rate, but the mortgage and the taxes, you know, they go up. And when you got 40.8 million out of work in the past 10 weeks, 40.8, it is tough, right? Wrestling with, boy, some people think it's okay to reopen. What if we social distance? What if we do everything we can? Will it work? And I talked to one of my favorite local businesses, not walking distance from my house, a bunch of guys who open a couple of restaurants, and people love them and just have been doing the takeout thing, trying to support them, keep them open. And they made the decision, hey, in Texas, there is reopenings, but only certain, you know, 50% capacity, this much, that much. And they spaced out tables, and they have a patio, and so far so good within the week and a half. They haven't had any problems. They feel like they're doing their best, everything they can, to make it as safe as possible. They're still getting people that are getting takeout, you know, that are coming in their curbside, and they're picking it up. But families are relying on them. Five guys, quit jobs, built up these cool restaurants, were doing fine, but phew, the pandemic wiped them out. The true entrepreneur, the true small businessman. And that's the story of so many. So if eventually you can only go so far before you, if you're not back at work, if you're not getting enough income to come in, yes, if you had to furlough employees and that's one thing and you're using other people and you're coming in and stretching. But getting employees back to work, there's a child care, you know, question marks, all kinds of stuff. You know, Boeing is cutting more than 12,000 jobs after the sudden drop in air travel hit the airline manufacturing giant. Of course it did. It would have smashed them hard. The bankruptcy filings, I've talked about that before. Neiman Marcus, J. Crew, J.C. Penney. From high end to lower end. And then you've got tax revenues that are kaput, dwindling. So that's the other thing about marches, properties being destroyed, that kind of stuff. You have cities that are large and smaller that are facing deep, deep budget deficits. And they've got to furlough municipal workers. About 1 million government workers were laid off in April alone. Wow. Amazon says they're hiring full-time jobs. 125,000 of the 175,000 temporary employees they hired during the pandemic. There's a bright spot, right? The music means we got to close this out. Keep that love in your heart, and remember, we are all in this together, and we still live in the greatest country on the face of the earth. Are you still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM. Boom.